And so the containment evaluation panel did. They did a lot of work in changing the way you design containment and stuff. What we did have was a couple of unique activities. One particular test was a greenie in which we had a collapse after the test, which was almost like a post hole, which is very unusual, and that did have some off-gassing. Not, it didn't leak like Bainbury, but it did have some off-gassing. That was higher than normal. There was a couple of others, and I don't slip my mind right now. But so I did this kind of monitoring. In fact, we started what was called the community monitoring stations. There's one on the campus of the university right in front of the EPA office. We started putting those in around and employing, through Desert Research Institute, high school teachers to run the equipment, explain what was going on, and to the local citizenry in their town. And so there was about 15 of these community monitoring stations around Nevada and southern Utah. I think one in California at Shoshone at one time.
Wow.
California. So, and they still exist today, but not to the level that we did when we had an active testing program.
Yeah.
During that time period, we also did what was called the High Yield Series, realizing that the Threshold Test Ban Treaty, the TTBT, was about to be approved. The U.S. went to work very rapidly on conducting the final few large tests that we were to do, you know, upwards of a megaton of yield, and then post the passing of that treaty, we moved into the no test larger than 150 kilotons,
mm-hmm.
and that's what led into the JBE process. Mm-hmm.